It wasn't that long ago companies like Google and Facebook attracted attention for what seemed like innovative workplace perks, things like free catered meals, game rooms, and on-site services like dry cleaning.
But as technology permeates more industries, so does the tech-focused workplace. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us now to talk about top tech office trends. And Christina, before you get to the trends themselves, can you explain what exactly you mean by the tech industry?
Well, I can tell you what it means to JLL, a commercial real estate services firm. The company recently released its tech office trends report, and I talk with Matthew Coxhead about what they're seeing. When he talks about the tech industry, Coxhead says it can include many different fields, from healthcare to education to banking and insurance.
If you cross, again, any service line or any industry, you're going to see technology-related components in that. From the way a particular CPA does their work, if what they're providing is tech-enabled, maybe it's a mobile app, that's going to cover tech, even though what they're providing is really a CPA service, but it's in a technology platform.
Your report says employers are getting creative when it comes to attracting and retaining employees. How so?
Companies are looking to be creative by offering different incentive packages. Comp plans can oftentimes be similar, whether it's a 401k or health insurance. Those are all going to be pretty similar. But if you can provide an environment that people really want to come to and work at, I think that's where the creativity shines through. It's the type of office space that they're providing and the environment that people are coming to work in. It's large break rooms and meeting areas where there's freebies and snacks where you can kind of go in and take whatever you want whenever you want. It's ping pong. It's indoor-outdoor space for companies that give people and their employees different choices of where they can work day in and day out. So all day they're not stuck in a cubicle staring at the same computer screen. They can move around and be mobile within the space. And that's really where the creativity comes through and that we're seeing.
So let's talk a little bit more about the space itself, because for a few years we've heard a lot about open space and collaborative workspaces. And then recently I've been hearing sort of a bit of a reversal as some employers realize, hey, not everybody does well being surrounded by a bunch of people who maybe talking or collaborating. They need a little quiet time to actually focus. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. I think we shifted so far in one direction that we're starting to see things go back a little bit to a happy medium, so to speak. We're still not seeing individual offices except for different roles that need them, maybe HR or legal. But for the most part, it's still an open environment, but giving people, again, choices of where they can go work on a day in and day out. If they need to sit and concentrate and do 1 or 2 hours of concentrated work, they can go to a small huddle room or a small conference room and get focused, quiet time. But if they don't need that and they prefer to be out in an open environment and they want to collaborate with other team members, then they can be out in the open and kind of feed off the energy that's going on in the office. And so it's all about giving people choices. And so it's not ideal to have just an open environment where nobody can get that seclusion or that privacy.
Another trend on your list deals with office costs. And you say paying more could actually pay off. How so?
That comes down to true location. Here in Phoenix, some of the higher rent districts are South Scottsdale, North Tempe, downtown Tempe near ASU, and more recently downtown Phoenix, where rates are probably higher than some other areas in town, but those are the desirable locations. They offer lots of restaurants, a live, work, play environment. Some employees can be close to work if they live in those parts of town. A company might look to one of these higher rent districts, but they're offering their employees a much better environment and location. And so it can come down to maybe paying a little bit more in rent, but offering that experience to the employees. And at the end of the day, they're going to get more out of those employees. They're going to be more productive and they're going to be more engaged in their work. So it pays off in the end to pay a little bit more in rent.
Another one of your trends focuses on generational differences. And there seem to be a couple of camps here. One that says, oh, millennials love urban living. They don't want cars. They all want to live downtown. And there's another camp that says, hey, millennials are going to be like every other generation before them. They're going to get older. They're going to get married, buy homes, maybe move to the suburbs. What's your research find?
I think both are true. I think overall millennials, it's just going to take them a little longer to settle into some of those traditional, maybe suburban locations or settling down to get married and have kids. I think that they value experience a lot more than maybe some of our parents did, and don't get into the grind of work as early, and so they settle down for some of these things a little bit later. But ultimately, I think the suburban areas are never going to lose out, and those that are focused on development for the future are going to win in those suburban markets. But from an urban standpoint, there's a lot to offer these millennials and even baby boomers that are still in the work environment. This last real estate cycle and the upswing that we've seen since 2009 has really been focused on the urban development. But I think long term, urban's going to win out and suburban's going to win out. I don't think there's a right or wrong.
When we hear people talk about it's important to keep employees happy and engaged and offer them perks or offer them nice office spaces, it seems like that's something that is discussed when unemployment is low and employers are really looking for people and looking to keep them. But I wonder when the economy is not doing so well, if then we will see a switch back to, well, here's what we have, take it or leave it.
I don't see a change. I think at the end of the day, a company is only as strong as their employees. But I still think it remains to be seen, because truth be told, here in Phoenix especially, we've really only seen kind of the positive of this economy in the last 6 or 7, 8 years. So it's hard to say what's going to happen in 2, 3 years when things slow down a little bit. I think we are in the infancy stages of being a true tech hub here in Phoenix, and I think there's only more to come.
That was Matthew Coxhead, Executive Vice President at JLL's Phoenix office.